I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
3 employees and 2 work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
Time for a round of what is called the initials game. Initialsgame.com. If you want to get a copy of that, you can. Numerous versions. Want to guess the letters?
Yes.
Tell you what. If you guys guess the letters, I'll buy you breakfast tomorrow on the last day before vacation.
I was just going to suggest that.
Oh, okay. You would, because there's right. no loss for you if we do it that way.
Can I go first?
Sure.
SW.
0 correct.
Damn it. I was so confident.
Steve.
Steve?
RT.
0 correct.
What the?
Boy. Wings.
G-A.
0 correct. Mainland.
LD.
0.
Man.
Correct.
Dang it.
All right, Tommy.
Wow.
All okay. On you, buddy.
Let's do CM.
Like punk?
Yeah.
0 correct.
Oh.
Wow. It's rare that we go 0 for 5.
That's tough.
0 for 10?
Or 0 for 10. Yeah. You want to go double or nothing?
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's not double or nothing.
Wish I'd written them down.
It's not double or nothing. Here's what I'll do.
Okay, I wrote them down.
I'll give you each another guess. Yeah. But if nobody gets it, then you guys buy breakfast.
Okay.
Oh, so we're getting breakfast no matter what. I like this plan.
Yeah, I thought you'd like this.
What are the initials that have been said, Hot Wings?
You can't do it.
Yeah.
Steve.
E. J.
None correct. Kelly.
K. T.
None correct. Hot Wigs.
Oh, boy. Okay, let's see. I'm going to say N. B.
0 correct.
Oh,
no. My God.
What?
Are you serious?
Mate.
Oh, for 16?
Like
10 letters left.
P. O.
P.O.
Yeah!
Yeah! Oh, boy.
Now, this is a weird note that only a nerd like me would remember. It's not 2 breakfasts. I made that very clear
that
was...
You said double or nothing.
Yeah.
Why aren't the letters bigger?
It's so that people don't see them around
you
the
showed
table.
It to me, and I was like, what?
That's the first time you guys have ever guessed the letters in the order that they are there. Just by coincidence, every time you've ever gotten it right, you've gotten them in reverse order.
Yeah.
I don't know why that was more exciting for me.
So,
the letters are P.O.
It only took us 9 tries with only 1 letter repeat.
That's amazing. And then Mate gets both of them.
Yeah.
Tommy was going to say B4.
You sunk his battleship.
All right. P.O. are the letters.
Ah.
P.O.
I will give you the clues. If you get it on the first one, you get 4, and then it descends for each additional clue after that. Ready?
Okay. Yes.
Here we go. Maitland was the winner last time.
Okay. One of them better be Peter Orlick.
P.O.
It will be.
Often shortened to just the first word.
Steve.
Steve.
Kelly.
Pissed off.
Correct! Steve's on the board with four. Was that one where you had it locked and loaded?
Yep. Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking, too. I just couldn't say my name fast enough.
Got nothing
better
left.
Off than on that one.
Yeah. Yeah.
P.O., the initials of the answer. Clue number one, round two, can be found indoors or outdoors. Clue number two can cost thousands of dollars. Doesn't have to. Clue number three, often round. Clue number four, often feature wood and intense heat.
Tommy. Pine oven.
Incorrect.
Maitland. Pizza oven.
Correct.
Oh. That was a pine oven.
I don't
know. I'm like, oh, I was expecting some real revelation here.
That's one of my favorite things that happens on this, when somebody comes close, but it sounds like they've given a silly answer. Like pine oven.
I was thinking. I'm not sure.
Are you cooking pines?
I just thought it was a
wood. Was the oven made of pine?
Which seems terrifyingly dangerous.
Yeah, you couldn't heat it up very high.
No. All right, here we go. P.O. This is a place.
Kelly. Post office.
Incorrect. The goal, clue number two, the goal was to avoid this.
Maitland. Pacific Ocean.
No.
Oh.
Do people try to avoid the Pacific Ocean?
An explorer might have tried. I don't know.
Kelly.
Principal's office.
Correct.
Oh.
Nice job.
That's a big three for Kelly. Steve has four. Mate has one. Kelly has three. Hot Wings and Tommy.
Struggling.
Yeah. P.O. Clue number one. Shakespeare called this the mistress of success. Clue number two.
Steve. Passing out.
That's the mistress of success.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You know how it is. You get successful and all of a sudden you start passing out. No one can see you.
Mm-hmm.
Hot Wings.
So, no is what you're telling me? No is
Hot
incorrect.
Wings. Oh, yeah. No is correct.
I'm going to say personal observation.
Incorrect. Clue number two is an aggregate.
Huh? I heard you. You don't need to repeat it. But I just...
For the record, I never considered repeating it.
I know. I just didn't want you to feel like you had to.
Clue number three. I like the narration out loud because it's something I do a lot. So,
cool beans.
Cool. Clue number three. Can be impacted by mass media and social media.
Oh, Maitland.
Hot Wings.
Maitland.
Public opinion.
Correct. That's two more from Mate the Great. She has three. Oh. Steve leads with four.
Said an aggregate. I was thinking like
so
rocks.
Like a rock, yeah.
Let's see. Potash.
Nuts and chunky peanut butter.
Yeah.
It's pretty much like the concrete of food.
Pavement obstacle.
I don't
concrete
know.
Concrete of food.
I like it.
I'm going to pave my driveway with Jif.
Yeah.
This is dumb.
Woo, that was close.
I didn't think you were going to end with F on that one.
Okay, I'm like, what was close? But yeah, I get it. I'd have thought the same thing. Could never do that. It would take so long.
Oh my God, it'd take forever.
It really would, and it would smell so weird.
It'd smell like those vagina trees.
Yeah.
Oh, you
plant some of those. Exactly
those,
what I'm talking about.
Those bears.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah.
P.O., here we go.
That was nice.
Clue number one, this is a session of sorts. Clue number two, commonly features a large amount over a short period of time. Clue number three.
Oh, man. Don't say 69 right now.
Oh, God. Tommy's going to ruin his Sansa belts. Clue number three.
What?
One of the words is an animal.
Steve.
No.
Steve.
Party otter.
Hot wings.
Hot wings.
Playing opossum.
Punch your own genitals for that. Clue number four features excess. Clue number five features binging.
Maitland.
Maitland.
Dang it. Pig out.
Oh. Tied for the lead with four. Here we go. P.O. Appeared in Fargo. Kelly?
Post office.
Probably did, yeah, but no.
Might have.
Clue number two appeared in 1988's Die Hard.
Movie.
Oh.
Clue number three connected to Harry Callahan.
Kelly. I don't
Say
know
it.
Patton Oswalt. Oswald.
No, that is incorrect.
I was like,
clue number.
I can't get their name out of my head.
Clue number four connected to an Eddie Murphy film franchise. Clue number five connected to Bad Boys.
Kelly. Police officer.
Correct.
Oh my gosh. Jeez. I was like so trying to think of a guy.
I could see that one killing you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you're like, well, this seems obvious.
Honestly, I remember in Fargo, I was like, wasn't he wearing a post office outfit? And now it was a police officer.
No, I mean, a small town. He might have done both.
Yeah.
Here we go. P.O. Clue number one mentioned in 1989's Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Oh, I love that movie.
Mention.
Clue number two connected to excitement or approval. Clue number three frequently heard on a famous Saturday Night Live sketch. Clue number four, this was said commonly in a basement in Aurora, Illinois.
Steve!
Party on!
Party on, dudes! Party on, Steve.
Mm-hmm.
Party on, Wayne.
Party on, Garth.
P.O., here we go. Connected to distribution.
Kelly. Post office.
Incorrect.
Damn it!
Maitland.
That's what I was going to say.
Clue number two can be caused by humidity or heat. Clue number three can be connected to injury or pain.
Tommy. Passing out.
I'll give you that. Pass out, yes.
Oh. Thanks, Steve.
That's two for Tom.
How does it distribute?
Yeah, you pass things out.
Oh, I thought you look at somebody and they also pass out.
I thought that might be what's going on. Here we go, P.O. In colonial America, clue number one, in colonial America, Richard Fairbanks had one that was also a bar.
Steve. Post office.
Correct.
I swear to God. I want to punch myself in the face. Because I was sitting here and I'm like, I'm not going to say it. That would be so annoying.
Two thoughts. One, that's never stopped you. Two,
it's true.
That happens to you.
All the time.
Almost every game.
All the time.
Like if this, people would, what do they call like those TV show, never mind. Formulaic, they would say. This is a formulaic episode.
Yep.
Well, you know, if we play this game, Kelly's going to say one thing the whole time, and then as soon as you unsay it, boom, there it is.
There it is.
Yeah.
But I know you don't do it on purpose because it drives you crazy.
I know.
Last one, double points. Here we go.
Yes. Let's see. Which one do we want to do?
Clue number one is an interruption. Steve leads with 9. Mate has 4. Kelly has 4. Tommy has 2. Hot Wings is a bump on a log. Yeah. Clue number two features a loss.
Hot Wings.
Power outage. Correct.
No.
That is 6 points for Hot Wings.
Oh, no.
Leaving him in second place behind Steve.
Hey.
Your returning champion next
Thank
time.
You. Thank you.
Woo. Congratulations.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.